Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Parks and Recreation Aquatics Director, Tammy Kirchner. Tammy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So we are talking about swimming safety. It is summer, just about. It's still spring for a little bit longer, but looking outside, it sure looks like summer out there. So we want to talk about swimming safety. So first of all, just give me some basic tips for safe swimming over this summer.
Yeah, so it's definitely that time of year. Everyone's out and about. They're ready to get in the water and have some fun. Some of your most basic swimming tips are if you ever find yourself in a bad situation, one of the easiest things you can do to help yourself is backfloat. A lot of people never think of that, but if you start backfloating, your head's going to stay above the water and you're going to be able to breathe, and that's the main idea when you're in water.
All right, so you hear a lot of safety stuff from the Red Cross. They are safety experts, so to speak, and they have some catchy sayings, don't they?
Yes, the Red Cross is full of catchy sayings. They're kind of cheesy, but they're also kind of fun. So a few of the main ones that will be super helpful this summer are reach or throw, don't go. The purpose behind that saying is if you are out with a friend and they get in trouble and say they start drowning or panicking in the water, you don't want to swim out towards them because you're more likely to get injured yourself, or they could accidentally shove you underwater and you could end up possibly with two fatalities versus one, or you could both end up seriously injured. So the idea is reach your arm out, throw a tube to them. If you have an oar on your boat like you're supposed to, you can reach the oar out and help them that way. So that way you're not putting yourself at risk to help your friends. And then another one is think so you don't sink. So the main idea behind that is if you ever find yourself in a bad situation in the water, you want to kind of think about what you know. Because if you start to panic, it's going to get worse and things are going to escalate quickly. But if you try and relax and think, oh, I know how to backfloat, maybe I'll try backfloating, or I know how to swim, or even if it's I know how to doggy paddle, you don't panic and that helps save your life. And then the last one that I have with me today is look before you leap. So this one is important both in aquatic facilities such as a swimming pool or out on lakes or rivers. And the idea behind this is you want to make sure that there's not rocks or trees or big logs or any of that kind of stuff. Or if you're inside of a pool, there's not a person there that you're going to jump on where you're going to injure yourself and possibly someone else.
All right. Now, one way that people can really help themselves to swim is by having life jackets on. Obviously, that's required on all boats, correct?
Yes. So life jackets are a huge deal. They're super important. Personally, I think everyone should have one. I have one and I've been swimming my whole life. I trust myself as a swimmer, but I still take it everywhere with me. The law in the state of Iowa is children aged 13 years and under are required to have one on. So zipped up, buckled up, however it attaches, they're required to be wearing their life jacket if they are in a vessel on the water. If you are 14 and older, you are not required by law to wear one. However, you are required to have one fitted to you specifically in the boat. And what they mean by that is each life jacket has a different weight limit on it. Like the smallest one is usually 0 to 50 pounds and then 50 to 90, and they just kind of keep going up from there. But not only that, you want to make sure that it fits snug around your chest and that at your shoulders, you don't want more than about an inch of space, and you don't want it to come up over your head because that's not a well-fitted life jacket and it's going to be very uncomfortable and possibly cause injury for you.
Now, you kind of mentioned being on boats with the life jackets, whether that's on lakes or rivers. How would you say the differences between swimming safety just in a pool, whether that's in your backyard at the rec center, wherever, and then out in the wild in lakes and ponds and streams and that sort of thing?
There's a lot of differences, but there's also surprisingly a lot of similarities. So you always want to look at what you're doing, make sure you're only doing stuff that you know and you're confident that you are capable of doing and doing safely. So at the rec center, children are required to have a parent within arm's reach of them. That is a good idea to take not only with you to the rec center, but to your pool at home, your friend's house, and even out on the rivers. Because a lot of times kids can get into bad situations because they'll take their boat up onto the beach and they'll be running around and parents aren't maybe paying as much attention to their children as they should be or keeping a close eye. And in rivers, the currents can be super strong and those kids can get swept away or taken away and parents might not notice right away.
Okay. Now, you kind of mentioned children swimming. We'll give you a little chance to plug yourself here a second. You still have some space available in the summer swim lessons, correct?
Yes, we do still have some openings for summer swim lessons. Personally, I think it's super important to get your kids out there and at least get them the knowledge of how to swim, even if they don't become a perfect swimmer or a professional or anything like that. There's so many lakes and rivers, and water recreation is such a huge thing here in the state of Iowa that it's just very important to get your kids out and at least get them the knowledge. So if you're interested in signing up, we do still have some openings. Call or stop by the rec center and we can get your kiddos in.
All right. Now, one last thing that I want to kind of touch on as far as water safety is concerned is, especially with Memorial Day coming up here, they're going to want to head out on the lakes, on the rivers, and they want to usually drink some alcohol when they're doing that. So what can you tell me about just alcohol safety when on these bodies of water?
Yes. So alcohol safety is a huge thing. When you are out on the water, you are going to get drunk much faster than you would, say, if you were at a bar in town, because the sun shining on you affects that. Surprisingly, the glare off of the water causes you to get intoxicated more quickly, and the movement of the water also increases the effects of the alcohol. So you guys all probably know when you're in the sun, you get dehydrated more quickly. You got to remember when you're drinking alcohol, that's a dehydrant. So you're going to get yourself there a lot more quickly, and it can just create a really dangerous situation if someone accidentally falls in the water and they're not able to help themselves because they're impaired. And then another thing that a lot of people might not be aware of is, just as you can get an OWI when you're drinking and driving a car, if you are drinking and driving a boat, you can get what's called a BWI, which is a boating while intoxicated ticket. And those, for the most part, follow the same path as an OWI. It can lead up to, by your third one, that's a felony charge right there. So go out, have fun, but be smart.
Absolutely. Cammie Kirchner, Aquatics Director with Perry Parks and Recreation. Anything else that you want to mention about swimming safety?
Make sure you take your life jackets.
All right, good advice. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Cammie Kirchner. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.